弟兄姊妹， Let's turn to our New Testament.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，请我们翻开新约圣经。
Colossians.
格罗西书。
Let's read chapter 1.
我们读第一章。
Verse 1 and 3.
第一到第三节。
Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ, by the word of God, and Timothy, our brother.
奉神旨意做基督耶稣使徒的保罗和兄弟提摩太。
To the saints and faithful brethren in Christ, who are at Colossae, grace to you and peace from God our Father.
写信给哥罗西的圣徒，在基督里有忠心的弟兄，愿恩惠平安从神我们的父归于你们。
We give thanks to God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, praying always for you.
我们感谢神，我们主耶稣基督的父，常常为你们祷告。
Since we heard of your faith in Christ Jesus and the love which you have for all the saints.
您听见你们在基督耶稣里的信心，并向众圣徒的爱心。
Because of hope laid up for you in heaven, of which you previously heard in the word of truth, the gospel.
是为那给你们存在天上的盼望，这盼望就是你们从前在福音真理的道上所听见的。
Let's drop down to verse 9.
然后再往下看第九节。
For this reason also, since the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you, and to ask that you may be filled with the knowledge of His will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
因此我们自从听见的日子，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。
So this verse is the topic of our today's message.
那么这节圣经就是我们今天信息的主题。
Before here, in the beginning of this letter, he started with the prayer.
在这本书里边一开始，保罗以一个祷告开始。
And verse 9 tells us what he prayed for them.
那么第九节就告诉我们他祷告的是什么。
So here it says, we have not ceased to pray for you and to ask.
那这里就是说 我也就为你们不住的祷告祈求。
So what did he ask for these Corinthians? Colossians, I'm sorry.
他为哥罗西教会祈求什么呢?
That you may be filled with the knowledge or the true knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
就是满心真正的知道神的旨意，愿你们在借着一切属灵的智慧和悟性。
So I paraphrase this, his prayer.You may be filled with the true knowledge of His will, as a true word of God.
在这里我把它稍微注意一下词语上的变动，就是要满心知道神，那个知道那个是真的知道，所以就可以换成满心知道神那真的旨意。
So that's our theme.
这就是我们今天的题目。
But we're going to read along a little bit more.
那我们还要继续往下再读一点点。
So that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord.
好叫你们行事为人对得起主。
To please Him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work, and increasing in the true knowledge.
凡事蒙他喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
Strengthened with all power according to His glorious might for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience with joy.
照他荣耀的全能得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
Because NASB says here after patience joyfully, but other translation says patience with joy.
那么在美国版的翻译里边是说欢欢喜喜的那个忍耐 忍耐中的欢喜，但是在别的版本中是欢欢喜喜的忍耐。
Verse 12, give thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light.
又感谢父，叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
For he rescued us from the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins.
他救了我们脱离黑暗的权势，把我们迁到他爱子的国度，我们在爱子里得蒙救赎，罪过得以赦免。
He is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation.
爱子是那不能看见之神的像，是首生的。
For by him all things were created, both in the heavens and on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or rulers or authorities, all things have been created through him and for him.
在一切被造以先，因为万有都是靠他造的，无论是天上的、地上的、能看见的、不能看见的，或是有位的、主治的、执政的、掌权的，一切都是借着他造的，又是为他造的。
17. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together.
他在万有之先，万有也靠他而立。
He is also head of the body, the church, and he is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have first place in everything.
他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，使他可以在凡事上居首位。
For it was the Father's good pleasure for all the fullness to dwell in him.
因为父喜欢叫一切的丰盛在他里面居住。
And let's drop to 24.
那我们再往下看第24节。
Now I rejoice in my suffering for your sake, and in my flesh,I do my share on behalf of his body, which is the church, in filling up what is lacking in Christ's affliction.
现在我为你们受苦，倒觉欢乐，并且为基督的身体，就是为教会，要在我身上补满基督患难的缺欠。
Of this church, I was made a minister, according to the stewardship from God bestowed on me for your benefit, so that I might fully carry out the preaching of the word of God.
我照神为你们所赐给我的职分，做了教会的执事，要把神的道理传得全备。
That is the mystery which has been hidden from the past ages and generations, but has now been manifested to his saints.
这道理就是历世历代所隐藏的奥秘，但如今向他的圣徒显明了。
To whom God willed to make known what is the riches of the glory of the mystery.Among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory.
神愿意叫他们知道，这奥秘在外邦人中有何等丰盛的荣耀，就是基督在你们心里成了有荣耀的盼望。
We proclaim him, admonishing every man and teaching every man with all wisdom, so that we may present every man complete in Christ.
我们传扬他是用诸般的智慧劝谏个人，教导个人，要把个人在基督里完完全全地引到神面前。
And 29, for this purpose also I labor, striving according to his power, which mightily works within me.
我也为此劳苦，照着他在我里面运行的大能尽心竭力。
If you will, we can read another.Verse in Philippians chapter 1.
我们再来看一处的圣经，在腓立比书第一章。
And verse 9.
第九节。
And this I pray, again another prayer.
在这里我们再一次看到另外一处讲祷告。
That your love may abound still more and more in real knowledge.And all discernment.
也是保罗的祷告。我所祷告的， 就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
It says, the love should abound even more and more in the true knowledge or real knowledge and all discernment.
他乃是在祷告说，就是要你们的爱心在知识和各样见识上多而又多。
I think it is correlated to the message we'd like to share today.
这一段实在和我们今天要想分享的主题有非常密切的联系。
It says real knowledge that actually the same word here as a true knowledge that in the Colossians.
这儿讲的是各样的知识和见识。那么在哥罗西书是那个真的知识。真的那个智慧悟性上满心智慧。
So Paul has a very similar or same burden in his heart when he wrote to Philippians and Colossians.
So 可以看出来保罗在他写哥罗西书和腓立比书的时候他心中是同样的一个负担。
He wants us to all know the true will of God.
他实在是想让我们真的明白满心知道神的真实的旨意。
So let's have a word of prayer before we start.
那我们在正式开始之前，我们再有点祷告。
Father God, we thank you for bringing us together on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ.
父啊，我们实在是感谢赞美你，在我们今天主耶稣基督的日子，你把我们再次召聚在你面前。
You create today so that we can once again experience Him, His riches.
因为你造了这天，要让我们在这天里面能够再次经历他的丰富和荣耀。
And we all come together as a testimony for the fact that you proclaim that in His fullness we all receive.
你实在是当我们一同聚集在一起的时候，我们再一次来要借着我们再一次来宣告。他呢，丰盛的荣耀。
In Jesus' holy precious name we pray.
我们这样是奉耶稣基督圣洁的名而祷告。
Amen. Amen. So the burden we have is the true word of God.
那我们今天的负担乃是讲到神那真实的旨意。
How do we know the true word of God?
那我们怎么样能够知道神的真实的旨意是什么呢？
I remember that when I was a young Christian,
我还记得当我还是个年轻的基督徒的时候
a brother stood up after breaking bread.
那有位弟兄他擘饼完以后他就站起来分享
and spent 5 or 10 minutes to share about what is word of God.
花了5到10分钟的时间来告诉我们神的旨意是什么
that was almost 30 years ago.
那是在30年前的事。
Maybe 35 years ago.
或者说甚至更远35年前的时候。
I was just became a Christian.
那个时候我刚刚成为基督徒。
But what she shared in the 5 or 10 minutes that I still remember today.
他在那3到10分钟时间所分享的话直到现在我还记得清楚。
And she shared from Colossians only one verse to tell us what the word of God is.
他是借着哥罗西书的一个经节来告诉我们神旨意，神永远的旨意是什么
？As young believers, that we all want to know the word of God.
作为一个年轻的基督徒，我们是不是都是想要渴慕知道神的旨意是什么呢
？Once I met a student in a seminary.
有一次我碰见一个在神学院上学的学生
，and during the weekends, the many local churches invited them to preach, to share, to teach Sunday schools.
因为在有一个那个，一个周末啊，很多的各地的弟兄姊妹，当地的弟兄那个教会一同邀请他在组织学跟我们分享。
So not only him, but all the students in the seminary, they get invited to all the local churches to share the messages.
不光是他一个人，其实那个神学院里好多学生都被邀请到那些在当地的教会里边来，给弟兄姊妹分享。
So we asked him to share the message with us as well.
我们那个时候也就邀请他在我们中间来跟我们分享。
He studied PhD in seminary.
他当时是那个是个博士生。
So I said, you're so busy. How can you manage serving all these assemblies? Able to find time or you're able to do that?
我们对他说, 你上学这么忙, 你怎么会找到有时间 能够在各地的教会来分享, 做这么多的事工呢?
So not only they need to study very hard, but also all these weekends, they actually serve in the local assemblies.
因为他们不光是要努力地完成他们的学位, 而且他们在一到周末就要到各地的地方的家庭教会,各地的教会里边去分享。
And he told me the secret.
他告诉我们的一个秘诀。
He has a top 10 most want to know subjects.
那么他有一个那个十个最弟兄姊妹最希望知道的那个题目
at all the,
在他的那个里面。
So all the believers in all the assemblies, their interest in the subject of a Bible is very similar. So he collected the 10 most want to know list of the topics.
因为他知道各地各处的弟兄姊妹们，他们大概喜欢知道、想要知道的各种各样的那个题目，他把它列出来，有前面十个这样的题目，他把它列到最前面。
So he prepared them and then it will help them alleviate the burden that he had.
所以他就根据这个来预备一切的，好使他能够把负担能够交通出来。
Of course, I'll follow up naturally. What is the top on the list that most people ask?
所以呢，我们既然当完了以后，我们就会问他说：“那你那个前十排名前十的那个题目是什么呢？特别是第一个题。”
So what is the first subject that most Christians ask him to share?
那么你那个在那个题目里面，题目的那个条目里面，那么排名第一的那个是基督徒最想要知道的那个是什么？我们就问他。
I think you can all guess the subject that all believers from all these assemblies want to know is the Word of God.
所以我们都可以猜得到是什么，也就是所有各处的弟兄姊妹们，他们所要最希望知道的、最主要的排名第一的那个问题，就是神的旨意是什么。And
I remember vividly this brother after breaking bread shared this word of God.
我还记得很清楚，当时他在擘饼聚会以后，他站起来分享关于神的永远的旨意。
And he used this chapter 1 Colossians verse 18.
他用的是 第哥罗西书第一章的第十八节,
he just shared this one verse.
他就在那五分钟到十分钟时间里就分享了这一节圣经.
He is also head of the body of the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, so that he himself will come to have the first place in everything.
第十八节, 他也是教会全体之首，他是原始，是从死里首先复生的，所以使他可以在凡事上居首位。What
is God's will? What is true word of God?
所以神那真实的永远的旨意究竟是什么呢？
If to have Christ in our life, in our assembly life, the first place in everything.
也就是让基督在凡事上，我们个人还是团体的生活上要居首位。That's
word of God.
这就是神的话所讲的意思。And
Paul using whole book of Colossians to tell us what that really means.
那保罗用了整本哥罗西书来解释这一节圣经它背后的含义是什么。So
we see that the Paul, he has this burden that to want us to know what is the true word of God.
所以保罗实在是他里面有一个负担，想要来告诉我们，什么是神真的旨意。
So he used a phrase that to be filled, that's his prayer for Colossians, to be filled with the true knowledge or real knowledge, or that we translate as a full knowledge of his will in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
他乃是用了这样一个词，我们中文圣经叫满心知道。那达比圣经上是 知道那个完全真的那个旨意。
So here, so we'd like to share first that the true knowledge or true word of God.
那么这个知道，这个是真的知道神那个真的旨意。我今天就来分享这一点。
So if there's a real knowledge or real word of God or true word of God, does that mean that there's some false understanding of God's will?
那么当我们在讲到神那真的旨意，那个真的话，那真的意思，那是不是这就带领我们来明白，我们是不是真的里面有一个动力想要来明白这件事呢？
So we know that the very beginning of our Christian life, we all want to know the Word of God, but we often approach it as the Word of God for me personally.
我们都知道，当作为一个新刚刚蒙恩得救的基督徒，我们都确实是盼望着知道神的旨意是什么。往往我们为了要达知道这个答案，就是从我们个人的角度想要来来看神的旨意。
And sometimes we have some issues in our life we're encountering.
比如说，我们有时候在我们的生活中，我们会碰到一些问题难处。
So we want to know what is word of God for me now to resolve the situation.
所以当时我们所要求的就是，我们真的想要知道神，我们在这个难处里边的时候，神的旨意是什么，使我们能够解决这个难处。
You know that we face challenges to know God's will.
你就知道这个给我们带来难处，是我们知道我们要能够真的明白神的旨意。
If we ask God's will in a personal way, it's difficult.
因为我们当想要来就着我们个人的方法和那个问题来问神的旨意是什么，会给我们带来很难处的。
So a lot of people using a lot of different methods to find out word of God in that situation.
所以可以想象，每个人都用各种各样的方法来去在那些根据那些环境那些困难来寻求神的心意。
So I met the brother, he came from Taiwan, and I said, most people, he was a businessman. So I said, most people doing business, they'll move to California because Taiwan and California is a lot closer.
我认识一位弟兄，他是一个那个商做生意的啊，他从台湾来啊。我们都知道，从台湾来的人都非常喜欢就近到加州那边去住，因为离台湾更近。
I said, why you come here, the East Coast?
我问他，你为什么不到那个东岸来呢？
And he said, because he prayed, he asked the Lord if whether he should stay in the West Coast or East Coast.
那他说，我确实祷告了呀，我在神面前祷告寻求说，你是要带领我去东岸呢，还是去西岸？
He took the Bible and then after prayer he just turned.
所以他打开他先祷告，把圣经关起来，先祷告，祷告完以后就把圣经这么随意的打开。
And first word she saw was Eden.
那么
you know what Eden means, right?
那么他一打开圣经看到的第一个词就是以东。
Now in Chinese, Eden translates in two words, and the second word is east.
对，我们知道中文那个以东的它那个东嘛，那个中文的翻译那个第二个字东就是指东边。
So he says, I felt like God asked me to come to East Coast, so that's why he.Kept New York in this area, tri-state area.
那么所以他就为什么一开始他就来到了这个纽约附近，我们这个三州的地带。
I think that's why, and this brother really loved the Lord.
这个弟兄后来是到了那个 ，He is now in East Coast, right? I thought it was West Coast.
He was like 30 years ago, so I don't
know
where he is now.
实际上，他的弟兄我刚才翻译错了，他实际上是在东岸。
So,
后来他就来到东岸。
And he came and immediately he donated a car to us. So he really have a heart for the Lord.
他实在有个心向着主，后来他还曾经把他的车送给了聚会。
I think that's why Paul prayed for the Philippians, that pray that your love may be abound more and more in the true knowledge.God's will.
这也就是为什么保罗在腓立比书这样祷告说，愿意你们在知上，愿意 要你们的爱心在知识和见识上能够多而又多。
God really doesn't not want to find His God's will that by flipping the Bible.
当然神并不希望我们靠着整天把圣经翻来翻去，指着一个偶然遇到某一个地方来寻求神的旨意。
The reason is very hard for us to find the God's will to apply to our personal life sometimes because that's not the main focus of the Bible.
我们为什么要借着个人的事情来寻求神的旨意是件非常困难的事情，那是因为这不是神圣经启示我们的方法。
God's main point of giving us Bible is to tell us His eternal purpose.
神要把圣经启示给我们的主要的目的就是要来告诉我们他那永远的旨意是什么。
His eternal perfect will.
他那个永远的那个心意。
So His will and His purpose already determined before even He created the whole universe.
我们都知道他那永远的旨意早在他创造宇宙万物之前就已经定了。
It's all about Christ.
所有的一切的他的一切都是关乎基督。
And so that's the reason through God's mercy and grace, God put us into as part of His eternal purpose and His perfect will.
然后呢他就借着他的恩典和怜悯，他就把我们这些人召来以后，就放在他永远的旨意的里面，按照他永定的那个计划。
We all know that as we read the Bible, sometimes we feel certain verses jump out of the page and speak to us personally.
我们都知道，有时候我们在个人读圣经的时候，突然有一个词，一个两个的词，突然就好像显现在我们的眼里面，就显现在我们的眼前。非常明显
we feel like God is speaking to me personally at that moment with that verse.
那个时候我们觉得好像个神乃是在对我们个人借着那个经节那个词对我们个人讲话。
It's very important for us to grow as God's children.
我们都知道这对我们是非常重要的，作为神的儿女们这样成长。
But sometimes our understanding of this verse is actually out of context.
但是有时候我们对这节圣经的解释乃是脱离那个圣经的上下文去单独做解释。
I remember that I think we all need that. So God through His mercy sometimes speak to us in that way.
我们都知道神借着他的怜悯，有时候确实是这样对我们讲话。
Well, it's better than you just flip randomly and to find out the first word or phrase. You look at it. It's God's will for you. It's a lot of.Not advanced than that.
至少那样读圣经来寻找神的旨意，总比我们随意的翻开圣经，突然指手指或者看到某一第一个字就觉得那是神的旨意，至少要来得好一些。
So many times, I personally have been helped in that way.
很多时候我个人就是这样来经历个人与神之间的那个
many issues, problems, crises I face.As a growing up as a Christian, that God actually spoke to me in the very moment of the crisis in my personal life.
我个人在我基督徒成长的过程中，我确实也常常经历到这样的事情。当神借着一句话、两句话啊，特别来解决我个人在生活中所遇到当时的难处。
I remember vividly that many years ago, I was so burdened, so stressed out by the problem. That I face in my family member in Taiwan and the work in the United States.
我还很清楚的记得在很多年前我 relative in Taiwan.
My family member in Taiwan, their the situations.
Okay, when you were here, right?
Well, I'm here. Yes. Okay.I was here, yeah.
So, 很多年前我在这儿的时候，我还记得很清楚，我为着我家人在台湾，他们当时的一些难处，非常着急的时候。
Chinese has a phrase says, 爱莫能及。
Right. 因为那个时候确实感觉到，因为我是在北美嘛，所以感觉到爱莫能及。
If you love them, but you cannot reach out to them, help them.
因为你虽然你非常爱他们，但是确实对你来说鞭长莫及。
So I was so burdened, I pray at the night after in the office at 7:30, I think, when everybody was gone.
So 我记得我为着他们迫切的祷告，那已经是晚上七点半了，我还在办公室，其他人都离开了，我还在那为着我家人祷告。
I told God that at that current my mental condition, I cannot come back to work tomorrow morning.
我觉得当时我所那个身体的那个状况，以至于我感觉到第二天我都没法来上班。
I was so stressed out.
我实在是非常的那个一种那个 stressed out， 就是那种非常的。
I was so burdened.
我那个里面的负担也重的重压的，我来不能喘不过气。
I couldn't bear it anymore.
我其实觉得难以承担那个负担。
That's why I prayed to God. I said, if I'm continue in this mental condition, then tomorrow morning I won't be able to come back to work.
所以我对神说，我说我还是在这样的这个重担的下面的话，那个我明天根本就没办法来上班了。
I prayed that prayer.I asked God to help me, and I left.
我做了这样一个向神做了一个这样的迫切的祷告以后，我就离开办公室。
Thank God. Next morning, maybe a second after I wake up, or a second before I wake up, that God spoke to me with His word.
我就在第二天早晨，我一早晨，甚至还没有醒过来的那一刹那之间，神就借这句话对我说。
So I think one sister, we all experience that God.Speak to us with His word or in some different ways to help us to get through this crisis in our life.
我们弟兄姊妹们，我们都可能都多少少都有这样的经历啊。神借着一句话、两句话，把我们从我们个人生活的一种艰难的困境的里面给带出来。
But now God wants us all to know what is the true word of God.
但是神乃是要让我们能够更清楚的明白他那个。真实的旨意是什么？
What is the full word of God?
那个神那个完满纯全的旨意是什么？
It is all about Christ.
所有这一切都是关乎基督。
And all about eternal will, eternal purpose.
都是神那永远而完全的旨意。
It's all about the church.
就是关于基督和他的教会。
So this is why that Paul has a prayerhere to for these Colossians to be filled with the true knowledge of His will.
这就是为什么神保罗在这里祷告说，他满心的要让波罗西教会的弟兄姊妹满心的知道神那真实的旨意。
So I would like to share the whole book of Colossians in this light.
我希望就借着这一句圣经的亮光来分享整本哥罗西书的那个内容。
How to know the true will of God?
如何能够知道神那真实的旨意呢？
And then here it says, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
这里乃是说，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧和悟性上。
That means that we have to have this condition.
所以说，也就是说，这是我们。要知道神真实旨意的前提条件。
If we want to know the true word of God, then we need have the spiritual wisdom and understanding.
如果我们需要满心的知道神真实的旨意的话，我们必须要有属灵的智慧和悟性。
If I ask one sister, who is wise enough to know God's will?
我如果问弟兄姊妹们，谁？有足够的聪明智慧能够明白神的旨意呢
？In our midst，
在我们中间有谁有这样的
？Would you dare to raise your hand? You say I'm wise enough to know the true word of God.
我当问大家一个问题，你们有谁有这样的聪明智慧呢？你们有谁敢举起手来说你们你自己你有
？Thank God that God knows that we all lack that wisdom.
感谢神，神知道我们每个人其实本身我们自身缺乏这样一智慧。
So there's a few Bible verses I'd like us to look at it. And first place is the maybe two verses just for the time's sake, right? So let's turn to James 1:5, James chapter 1.
Okay, 我们就就着这点，我们来看几处的圣经哈。我想有两处的圣经，第一处就是在雅各书第一章第五节。
He says this.
他是这样说
But if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives to all generously and without reproach, and it will be given to him.
你们中间若有雅各书第一章第五节，你们中间若有缺少智慧的，应当求那后赐与众人也不斥责人的神，主必就必赐给他。
So I hope that we have this blessing that we know that we need God's wisdom.
我们都有这样的从神来的祝福，就是我们需要知道需要从神来的智慧。
So how encouraging it says that James tried to encourage us to ask the Lord for the wisdom. He says, God, we can ask God. God gives all generously and without reproach.
所以雅各在这告诉我们说，我们如果知道自己缺少的话，我们就可以来求那厚赐众人的智慧的神，因为他从来不责备我们，就在这样的祈求上。
Of course, we need to pray for wisdom in faith.
当然我们需要在信心里边来求神给我们智慧。
And another place is this, it's Ephesians.
那么另外一处呢，在以弗所书。
Ephesians chapter 1,
第一章。
I think your brother sister may know this verse very well. In the 17th,
第十七节。
That's again Paul's prayer.
在这里也是保罗他的祷告。
His prayer for Ephesians.
他在这里呢是为以弗所教会祷告。
He says that God of our Lord Jesus Christ.The Father of glory may give to you a spirit of wisdom and of revelation in the true knowledge of Him.
第十七节，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧和启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他。
So here, the Paul is asking God to give us that.Spirit of wisdom and revelation.
所以在这里，保罗乃是要我们向神，要为我们祈求神，把那赐人智慧和启示的灵赐给我们。
So that's I have this three points about this having the wisdom and understanding. So that's the first point. First point is that to ask God for that wisdom.
所以我想，总共在要有满心的要在那个智慧和悟性上能够知道神的旨意的话，主要我要想分享三点。第一点就是我们需要来向神的面前来求神给我们这样的智慧。
And we said, was God, please give me a wisdom so I may understand my part in your eternal purpose.
所以呢我们就要来向神求，神给我们足够的智，给我们智慧，使我们能够明白，神从我们来看，从我们的这个角度来看，神给的永远旨意。
Second point is we need to cultivate the fear of the Lord in our life.
关于第二点呢，就是要在我们的生活中来学习如何的敬畏神。
Bible tells us the importance of the fear of the Lord.
圣经告诉我们来敬畏神是何等的重要的一件事。
We all know the Proverbs 9:10 says, The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
我们都知道在箴言第九章第十节这节非常我们熟悉的经文还是告诉我们敬畏神乃是智慧的开端。
So we need to have this fear of the Lord in our life.
因此我们需要在我们的生活中有一个敬畏神的心
To avoid sin
也就是说要逃避罪
And to have this life actually want to please God
使我们能够有一个这样的能够讨神喜悦的一个生活
And another place it taught us that in Psalm 25 we're going to read it is that God's secret will reveal to those who fear him
那么我们要来看另外一处的，就是在在那个诗篇第二十五章告诉我们那个 敬畏神所带出来的一个秘诀，如何亲近他。
So let's turn to Psalm 25.
让我们来翻开
Verse 14.
诗篇第二十五篇第十四节。
He said this, that the secret of the Lord is for those who fear Him, and He will make them know His covenant.
第十四节，耶和华与敬畏他的人亲密，他必将自己的约，就是约就是他的旨意，指示他们。
So in Chinese translation is a little bit different. Could you read Chinese translation one more time?
那个中文的翻译是，他必将自己的约指示他们。
Okay, so the English version says, the secret of the Lord is for those who fear Him.
哦，在十四节他说，那个。
The first half.
Okay, I know that. 这个他第十四节的前半部分是这样，英文是这样翻译的，就是说那个神，那个耶和华的那个秘诀。
秘密
是向他敬畏他的人启示。
So we do need to have this fear of the Lord.
所以看到没有，我们确实需要来敬畏神。
Because you have a fear of the Lord, then you take the matters regarding Christ with God's will seriously.
因为如果我们敬畏神的话，我们就会对神的旨意，关乎神的事情，就会变得非常严肃去对待。
You know the.We know that God is one, that Isaiah told us, that God is God who hides himself.
So hiding himself, okay.
He hides himself.
Okay. 那么在以赛亚书告诉我们说，我们的神是隐藏的神。
But he lived with those who are humble and trembling at his word.
但是在敬畏他和战兢肃立在他面前的人，他就向他们显现。
So God will reveal to us,His will, or He will speak to us only when we take God seriously.
神确实只能向那些我们这些在对待他的事情非常严肃态度的人来启示他的心意旨意。
So how do we know the eternal word of God is that to have this fear of the Lord in our life?
所以我们如何要才能够明白神的旨意呢？除非我们能够活着一个向神敬畏神的一个生活才可以。
And teach our children about the same, how to fear the Lord.
也是要告诉我们的孩子们如何来学习敬畏神。
When they're very young, for our children, when they come to the church, I'll ask them to leave all the toys, whatever they like, in the car, not to bring it to the church.
当他们很年轻的时候，我就告诉我的孩子们，他们必须要把他们的那些玩具把它放在车里面，在他们进教会的门之前。
And on Saturday, if we have a meeting, I always leave early.
那么当我们要有正式聚会的时候，我们总是早早的提前离开。
When they are young, that we all need enough rest for tomorrow's worship.
因为他们很年轻的时候，他们总是比较活跃。我告诉他们，在前一天，他们就要有足够的休息，可以来参加第二天的聚会。
So that's the second condition. So first one is asking the Lord for the wisdom. Second one is the fear of the Lord. A third one is with all diligence.
那么我们都知道前一点，第一点，我们要如何的明白神的旨意，就是要来求智慧。第二点，我们就要学习敬畏神。那么第三点，我们还必须要殷勤。
Because it says here that you may be filled.And also, she says, in all spiritual wisdom and understanding.
第九节 right?
It's still in the verse 9, yes, at the end.
Okay. 那么在这里哈，他告诉我们说，你愿你们在一切的那个属灵物智慧上能够满心知道神的旨意。这里面好像带这种殷勤。
Because you will not know all in all, that you will not diligent.
如果不是在一切的事一切的那个上面的话，那你当然你就不会殷勤。所以是
So it implies that we have to be diligent.
所以在这里实在在暗示我们必须要很勤奋的殷勤的去做。
So God's telling us that you may be filled. So does that mean that we just need to fill half tank?
既然他是说满心的话，就不会说半颗心，对不对？
So it implies to me that we need to apply all diligence to pursue the true knowledge of His will.
所以在这里乃是在暗示我们的话，我们必须要把所有的属灵的知识悟性全部用在这个事情上面。
So we need to really spend time to study the Word of God and to meditate on it and to attend the meetings. So we do need to apply the diligence.
所以这就告诉我们，我们必须要来学习神的话，来思想神的话，并且能够参加各样的那个交通的聚会，来一同明白。
Recently, I'm thinking about retirement.
最近呢，我都开始想我要什么时候要退休了。
And my wife kept reminding me, "Oh, you are 61 now."
哦，因为我的妻子反反复复在提醒我说，你知道吗？你都已经61岁了。
So I went to our company HR.
所以我就到我们公司的那个人事部门去问。
So the what the retirement plan look like for me?
我就问他们说，我退休的计划啊，你们是怎么安排的？
Regardless that whether we retire or not, we need to apply all diligence.
不管我们是现在还是在工作，或者说我们计划要退休，已经退休了，我们都必须要非常殷勤的去做。
And to pursue the Lord.
去追求神的心。
And as I start to think about retirement, I'd like to see that in the Bible, if there's anything that give me some guidance on the retirement.
是当我在开始计划我要什么时候退休的时候，我就开始在圣经里边来找答案，看看圣经是怎么样安排我退休的生活的。
To my disappointment, I haven't found one. So if a brother and sister, you retire and find some guidance in the Bible, then maybe let me know. But I couldn't find single the guidance from the Bible that says, okay, I can apply that to my life.
但是我非常失望，我尽管在圣经里边怎么找也找不到关乎我退休计划的圣经里边是怎么样跟我启示安排的。如果弟兄姊妹中间你在圣经里边找到一段或者圣经节是告诉我们如何退休的生活的话，你来告诉我，我反正找了半天就是找不到。
So we know that we whatever our stage of life, we all need to be with our full heart diligently look for study word of God to know the true word of God in our life.
那么也就是什么意思呢？也就是说，我们不管我们是在我们生活、我们生命中的哪一个阶段，我们都要完全的殷勤的来学习神的话，来寻求神的心意。
So and then he gave us three reasons.
那然后呢，他就给我们三个，接下来就给我们三个原因，为什么要这样？
Now first he says in verse 10, please verse 10, so that you will walk in a manner worthy of the Lord.
然后第四节就是告诉我们为什么呢？第一个原因就是好叫你们行事为人对得起主。
And then he tell us further reasons. So for us to really live our life on earth worthy of the Lord is to really know the true word of God.
你看到他接下来就告诉我们，我们要在地上生活哈，我们要怎么样能够对得起主，就是要慢慢的越来越多的知道神。
And here he broke it up into three reasons. First is to please him in all respects, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the true or real knowledge of God.
他就连续讲了三点啊。第一，凡事蒙他的喜悦，在一切善事上结果子，渐渐的多知道神。
A second reason he tells us is verse 11, strengthened with all power according to his glorious might for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience with joy.
然后第十一节啊，就告诉我们第二点，照他荣耀的全能得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
And verse 12 is a third reason is giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in inheritance of the saints in light.
那么第十二节告诉我们第三个原因，又感谢父叫我们能与众圣徒在光明中同得基业。
So here it says first reason to please him in all respect.
那么第一个原因啊，刚才我们回到前面，就是叫凡事上蒙他的喜悦。
We know that we may be able to please him in some respect.
我们都知道，也许我们每个人可能在某一些方面能够讨神的喜悦。
But he says in all respect, if we understand the true will of God or true knowledge of his will.
但是呢，这里呢是告诉我们，如果我们真的明白神那真的旨意的话，我们就必须要在凡事上。
And so he also tell me about that this is a, to talk about the assembly life, not just individual.
在这里不光是告诉我们啊个人的生活，更是告诉我们团体教会的生活。
Because for individuals, no matter how good we are, we can only fulfill.The sum of the respect, not all the respect that God wants.
因为我们如果只是个人去行的话，我们只是在某一些事情、部分的事情上，也许我们能讨神的喜悦，但绝不可能在凡事上讨神的喜悦。
And then he says, bearing fruit in every good work.
然后这里又告诉我们说，要在一切的善事上结果子。
You know, we have a misconception about the good work.
我们常常对这个善事哈有一些错误的理解。
I had this misconception of good works for a long time.
我自己在这个善事这个事情上就曾经很长一段时间有误解。
I equate good works, to the charity work that we used to talk about.
因为我常常把这个善事这些事情把它误解为我们平时间所说的那个慈善事业、慈善的事。
And actually, Lord Jesus says, when someone called Lord Jesus the good teacher, he came to the Lord, the young rich ruler, come to the Lord says, good teacher. The Lord Jesus replies, why do you call me good? Only one is good, that is God.
当有一次还记得不？一个少年的官来到主的面前说，你是位好老师。那么主耶稣怎么回答他说呢？主耶稣说，什么是好？那好就是善哈，什么是善？或者好，那么只有一位善的，这位善就是神。
So we know that it does not equal to charity, but actually it means that that God works through us to do His own will, to His own work.
所以这个善是绝不是指慈善，而是指神借着我们这些人，他要按照他的旨意所做成的事情，就是善。
And, so if that's not clear.Then let me put it another way.
如果这个对你们还在不清楚的话，让我们再换个方式来讲。
Whatever we do, that we should let people know Christ, should let them see Christ in the service or any good works we're doing.
也就是说，不管我们做什么事情，我们是要让人能够看见、看明白，借着我们所做的这些事情，看到背后的那个基督。
So when they see the good works.That they will praise us, or they will praise God.
当他看到我们所做的一些好的事情的时候，他们是在感谢我们呢，还是在感谢神？这是本质的区别。
Or they can see how good we are, or they'll see how good Lord Jesus is.
如果他们看到，不管他们或者是看到我们这个人是何等一个好人，或者说他们看见的是另外一个，是看到我们的主耶稣基督是何等一位一个好。一个善
So Christian good works should service Christ to people
那么基督徒所行的一切的善事乃是要把基督介绍给人们、
That's what the priest is for
这就是作为祭司当行的事
Priest need to bring God to the people
那个祭司一方面是要把神带到要做的事情就是把神带到人的面前。
So, good work here in all the New Testament reference, it means that God works through us to do His own work.
所以在新约圣经里面所讲的善事，一切的善事，乃就是神要借着我们每一个基督徒成就他的旨意在人的面前。
So people can be touched by God, not us.
所以人们因为看见就被感动了，而不是被我们人感动，而是被神。
You and I become transparent.
我们每一个人就好像一个透明的器皿一样。
It's like a glass door. People just walk right through it and boom, get bound. Unless they get bound, but they don't know there's a glass door there.
或者说好像一个
maybe not a good analogy.
或者说是一个玻璃的门啊，人家看不见，直接就看过门背后的事情。当然不希望说，因为看不见那个门，一下就撞到那个门身上去，这不是个好的、太好的、很准确的比喻。
Now I use a biblical example, maybe it's easier for to understand.
那我用一个圣经的一个例子来更能够，也许更能够帮助我们能明白。
We know that all four gospels we call it this one miracle.
我们都知道，在所有的四本圣经里边都记载的同一个故事。
That is a breaking.That is to feed the 5,000.
也就是说，来喂饱五千人的那个故事。
With the two fish, five loaves.
用五饼二鱼来喂饱五千人。
Now, if
五千男人。
If you compare, no, because especially John, that he does not record. It seems like he purposely avoid repeating whatever is recorded already in the three other gospels.
尤其是约翰福音，我们知道约翰福音，约翰所记载的约翰福音，他尽量的避免重复前面的三个福音所记载的内容。
So it is quite unique. You find one story, one miracle that recorded by all four gospels.
所以你会发觉到很特别，因为这个故事却记载在四本福音里边都记载了。
And if you see that how the bread and the fish were distributed to all these 5,000, actually more than 5,000, just counting men of 5,000. But if you count also include the women and children, I think it's more than 5,000, maybe in 10,000 more.
如果你仔细来看约翰福音是怎么样主把这个饼和鱼分赐给这个分赐下来的，你就会很惊奇，因为当时不是五千，五千只是男人，如果把妇女和孩子加上，可能是一万甚至更多的人。
This is a 12 disciples. Think about you, one of them, right? There's 10,000 people there. You need to distribute the food for each one of them.
所以想想看，当时和主耶稣在一起的是十二个门徒。假如说你是其中的一个，你当时要面对上万人，你要把这个食物分传递给他们。
Everybody see these 12 disciples busy in walking around distributing the food.
你很多人都会看见这十二个门徒何等的忙碌，要把从主耶稣手中接过来的食物，把它分赐给这么多的人。
Other gospel tell us, Lord gave this food to disciples, and disciples distributed to the people.
那另外的福音书告诉我们说，主耶稣把这个饼，这个饼和鱼。赐给门徒，门徒再递给这些众人。
But do you know that how John described?
你知道约翰怎么样记载这件事的吗？这个故事的吗
？He said, "Lord Jesus distributed food to the people."
约翰却这么记载说，是耶稣把这些食物分赐给众人的。
I said, "Oh, there's a conflict. There's a contradiction. No, that's not a contradiction."
也许有的人说，哦，这跟前面的福音记载有矛盾的冲突。其实一点矛盾冲突都没有。
It is because those disciples are transparent.
那是因为所有的那些门徒们其实都是透明的，没被人看见。
When people receive bread, fish from the apostle, they see.Christ.
当这些人们众人们接到从 门徒们递来的食物的时候，他们看到的不是这些门徒，看到的是基督耶稣。
So that's why this is what good works means.
这就是这里所讲的那个善事的意思。
is that to serve Christ to the people.
也就是要把基督啊能够带到人的面前，看见我们的服事。
And also it says,
借着我们的服事看见基督。
That's why we cannot do anything without Christ.
这就是为什么我们所做的一切的事上不能够没有基督去做。
Apart from me, you can do nothing, Christ Jesus says.
因为基督耶稣这样说，离了我，你们什么事都不能做。
God mean it.
神就是这个意思。
And he says, increasing in the true knowledge.
这样的话。这样的话，我们就能够渐渐的多知道神。
So again, he says, we need to know the true knowledge of God, and then we have to increase, more and more in the true knowledge of God.
这里实在是告诉我们，为了要明白神的旨意，我们需要渐渐的越来越多的知道神。
That's what eternal life is about.
这就是永生的目的。
And so there's a hymn says, even the 10,000 years pass in eternity. Eternity does not have years, but the theme says, even 10,000 years pass in eternity, our praise to Him will not be less than we first begun.
那么就有首诗歌这样讲说，即使千万年以后，其实在永生的里面没有千万，没有年岁的，但是诗歌这样说，即使千万年以后，我们的赞美也不止息。
That's what Christ is about. Christ
就是基督所有的。
God gave Christ for eternity.
神给我们基督是为了永生。
Nothing in this world or human invention can last for eternity.
不是这个世界上的东西，这个世界上人的创造是不可能持续到永久的。
Can still excite us in eternity.
是不可能把我们带到永远而去。
Or continue to excite us.
也不能够使我们一直感到兴奋，直到永久的里面，我们还会维持那些个兴奋。
So all these lot of young people, boys especially, like to play video games. Game has to be a change very soon to catch your interest.
就像很多人，特别是年轻的男孩子们，特别喜欢玩那个网上的那个电子游戏。他的电子游戏必须要不断的改变，否则的话，这些孩子们不可能一直有兴趣，一直玩下去。
I tell you a secret.
我告诉大家一个秘诀。
God gave Christ today to keep us excited until even eternity. You have to find that secret now.
神给我们基督给我们基督，使我们可以拥有基督到永远，我们还保持着新鲜那个。新鲜的那个兴奋这我就想告诉大家
Christ
要找到这个秘诀在哪里。
Christ is so immense.
因为基督是何等的丰盛
that we can never ever fully experience his fullness.
我们不可能即使到永永远远，我们都不可能完全的感到这个丰富，不能够能够完全的经历这个丰富。
And then, okay, so, and that, second reason, he says, strengthened with all power according to his glorious might for the attaining of all steadfastness and patience with joy.
在这里他告诉我们说，得以在各样的力上加力，好叫你们凡事欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容。
So, the second reason to know the true knowledge of His will is that we will be enabled with all power according to His glorious might that we are able to be steadfast and to be patient with joy.
第二个原因我们就是要我们要能够欢欢喜喜的忍耐宽容得以在借着神在那个荣耀的全能和力上加力，使我们可以做到这样。
To be able to endure all kinds of hardship，
使我们可以忍耐和宽容一切的艰难困苦。
To be like a pillars, always there, whether it's an earthquake or storm. Tomorrow you come to the meeting, that pillar is still there, so roof had not been collapsed.
就像那个那个房子的一个那个柱子一样的，不管是在地震啊，或者说大暴风雨的时候，那个房支撑起房子那个柱子永远立定在那里。
So it needs all power of God.
因为这里乃是讲到说，是因为借着神那个荣耀的全能。
So we need to be trustworthy. People can trust us no matter what circumstances that happen to us personally. That we are there for the Lord or for brothers and sisters.
所以我们应该有这样的确信啊，无论外面艰难环境如何发生什么事情，我们都可以借着神荣耀的力量，我们可以来到教会中和弟兄姊妹一起。
And he says with joy. That's the miracle, right? That's
在这里还特别强调说要欢欢喜喜的。
I think once a brother says he come to the church to try to come to look at everybody's faces, right? Everyone's face to see who is actually come to the Lord, come to Sunday, worship the Lord with joy.
有位弟兄
How many of us with joy in our face?
有弟兄说，他每次来到教会就是每个脸上好好的看一遍，看看谁的脸上挂满着那个欢喜啊。我们今天看看谁的脸上有那个喜乐。
Yeah, later I'll ask that brother to see how many they found that the face actually glow with the joy of the Lord.
我们中间有个弟兄，就是每次来就是这样看人的脸，看多少人的脸上挂着喜乐。我待会儿会问那位弟兄，你看到有多少弟兄姊妹脸上有喜乐
？So in the third reading, she tells us that giving the thanks to the Father. We know that we need to give thanks to the Father in all things.
我们都知道第三个原因就是。我们要感谢神，我们要在凡事上能够学习感谢神。
So we need to give Father in this case is the deeper follow way.
所以在这件事上，在明白神永远旨意上，我们更是要来感谢我们的父神，能够更深的内心深处的感谢。
So I'd like to conclude with this divisions of this whole book of Colossians for the rest and for the if Lord willing that for next time we can share.
我想剩下来一点点时间，我要把这个哥罗西书做一个分段，为着我们下次分享做准备。
There's seven divisions I'd like to make. Is the first, what is the word of God?
那么它分成了三个部分，七个部分哈，七个部分。
Yeah.
第一个就是神永远的旨意是什么
？So what is the true word of God?
是神永远真实的旨意是什么
？Second is that the true knowledge of God in suffering with joy.
第二就是在苦难中来患难中来经历神那真实的旨意。
And third is the true knowledge of God, in the danger of spiritual pursuit.
就是第三点就是在我们追求满心知道神的知识真知识的那个时候。属灵的一些陷阱是什么
？It's not that we can just pursue the spiritual, knowledge. And Paul actually in chapter 2 warned us there are pitfalls, the dangers we should avoid.
那么当我们在追求属灵的那个对神的真知识的时候，我们不是说简简单单去追求，其实在追求过程中会有一些属灵的陷阱啊，在第二章里面讲到这儿。
And the fourth point is that the true word of God.In church life,
那么就关于第三点就是关于神第四点嘛，关于神永远的旨意在教会的生活。
And the fifth point is that true word of God in family life.
那么第三点就是神的真实那个旨意能够在我们个人的家庭的生活的里面。
And sixth point is that true word of God in prayer life.
那么第六点就是在我们的祷告的生活的里面彰显神永真实的知识。
And the seventh division is that the true word of God in wisdom interacting with outsiders.
那么最后一点，第七点就是我们怎么样在和外界人相交的过程中，讲到神那个真实的旨意。
Let's have a word of prayer.
让我们再低头祷告。
Father God, we thank you so much for your word.
父王，我们实在感谢你的话语。
We know that it takes Holy Spirit to interpret for us in our hearts.
我们实在相信，只有圣灵能够把这些话语能够启示，翻译在我们心里。
May you open our eyes so we can see our Lord Jesus.
愿你开启我们的眼睛，使我们看到我们的主耶稣。
And open the ear of our heart so we can hear him.
也开启我们心中的耳朵，使我们能够听见他的声音。
May the Holy Spirit lead us to Christ so that we can truly understand your will, your true will for us and for Christ and for the church.
那我们实在是能够求圣灵带领我们能够明白是你那永远的旨意在个人在基督在教会的里面。
In Jesus' holy precious name we pray.
奉耶稣基督圣洁的名我们祷告。
Amen.